is different than before Rabbami. How come before Hashem's name, there we said it's not true? There may be made a mistake in Rabbi Yirmiyah. That is what? That maybe the person really is lying. But he thought all he's going to lose out is just the schar of Hashem's name. So that's not such a big difference. Maybe that's why he would lie. But hocha, kivon the kamav said kula yagra. But here, when the person tells us that all the klafim, all the klaf, the parchment of the Sefer Torah, he did not work it over first lishma, if he tells us that, he knows the Sefer Torah is puzzled. So he knows he's not going to get any pay. So he wouldn't stop come and lie. Since he tells us this, for sure he's telling the truth. V'yomar, and he tells us this, a makushta kamar. Therefore, for sure he's telling the truth. Therefore, he's believed to say the Sefer Torah is puzzled. Just before, when he just tells us that all the Hashem's name is puzzled, there we don't believe him to say it really happened. Maybe it's only lying to make the person get the person excited, but really it was written lishma. So yeah, we don't believe him. Only we just say he loses out his schar, but the Sefer Torah is still kosher. Mishnah says, "Heyid Rabbi Yechonon ben Gudgona al achareshes she'asi aviyah." Achareshes means the girl is deaf and dumb. So the lachur is when she's a ketana, the father could marry her off, and midiraisa, the father is makabel gushim midiraisa, she's married midiraisa. So the lachur is she yaitz the beget. Later, when the husband wants to give her a get, even though she has no das, still the get is chal midiraisa. Because that's the lach, you can give your wife a get bar kocha without her das. So even though she's a chareshes, still the get is chal. Hu adin v'yal ha-ketana, bas Yisroel, shenistis l'koyin, if a ketana got married to a koyin, shachelis petruma. Here we're talking about lav dafka, the father is here. Rashi says, we're talking about now, she's a yisoyma, she doesn't have a father. And she only got married midrabbonin. Still midrabbonin though, she's allowed to eat truma midrabbonin. Because the kohen, the husband, is allowed to feed her truma midrabbonin. The yemesa, if she dies, by la yoshes, midrabbonin is a condition that the husband, even though it's only midrabbonin, this condition, she was a katana, she doesn't have her own das, and she doesn't have a father. So the man only married her midrabbonin. Still, when she dies, he yashins her. Another takonah is v'yal ha-morish ha-gozel. If somebody steals a beam, a koira, a beam, she'abona b'bira, after you stole it, you use it in your house, you're building your house, and you use the stolen beam and you put it in your roof. So lachar is, when you do tshuva and you want to return it, you don't have to knock down your roof and give back the beam, but the takonah is she'yitel ha-zdama, all you have to do is just pay back the value of the beam. But the takonah sashovim, it's a takonah. Because if the loch would be, you have to return the beam itself, so it's very hard to do that. So people won't want to do tshuva. So therefore we make it easy for them to tell them that they're not mechuyev to knock down the house and take off the beam, but they could just pay back the money. Another takonah is, v'yal chatis hagzula. We have a korban chatis that was stolen, and they were maktish, they used a korban that was, an animal that was stolen. They were maktish l'shem chatis, shloi noydil l'rabin, the people did not know there was a stolen korban, shin l'chateres. That helps. We say the korban is still good. If they take the mizbeach, as the korban is shum the mizbeach, we say the korban is good. We'll see exactly why. Because even though the rabbim, you know, since the rabbim did not know that it was stolen, therefore we say the korban is called a good korban. The Gemara will explain what's the korban. Most of this, Amar Rava, meyedusa shab Yechonon ben Gudgoda from his edus that he says the word a chareshes, a girl that got married, even though she's deaf and dumb, she has no das. Her father married her off, the Kedush was Chal Mediraisam, the Lachar is the husband that could give her a get. So Amar Rav, Meyadus Rav Yochanan, and the Gudroda, from his Eidus, we learn out that Amar Liyadim, somebody says to Eidim, Ru get Zesh and Enoisin Law, look at this get I plan to give to my wife. Then, for Chosuv Yomli goes to his wife and tells her, Konsi Shtachayv Zeh, I'm giving you a Shtachayv, I'm giving you a check. Take the check to your hand. And she took the check, it's a raise of the Gresheth, the Lachar is the get is Chal. Because she does not have to know about the get. You could do it by koch. You don't need her das. Just like you could give a katana a get. So here also, even though your wife does not know it's a get, but since Lamaisa she took it and it's in her hand, she's Megareshes. That's the proof. Merely, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda, Loi bin and Daito, you don't need her das. When she's a Chareshes, even though she's married Midiraisa, the husband could give her a get, even though she has no das. So you see, you don't need das, you don't need hadas by gerushin. His achinam is same thing here also. Levin and daita, we don't need hadas. So even though the husband like fooled her, still the get is good. But the more pshita, of course, why not? Verse says yes. There's a difference. Now the time I would have thought to say, Kivun de Yom HaKonsi Shtachoyzeh, since the husband tells her, now listen, take this check. So he tells us a check. Betule Botle, and what the husband meant to say is he's Mevatel to get. True, he told the Yadim before to get. But maybe now we changed his mind, and it doesn't mean to give her the get anymore. Maybe that's why we think, Kamashmula no. It means that the Botle Liyadim every Yomelhu. If he really meant to say it to make it no more get, he should have told the Yadim. If so, if he really means to give her the get, how come he told her here, take a check? He's embarrassed to give her the get. So therefore, in front of her, he's embarrassed. He doesn't want to say it to get. He says, take the check. But really, he has in mind to give her the get. And since to aid him know about it, that's a good get. Therefore, she's megareshes. Then the Mishnah says, V'al ketana bas Yisrael. That, for the Gemara, V'ilu chareshes lo yochla. Only if she's a katana, her kedushin, with the rabbonin, then we say she could eat shumim with the rabbonin. But if she's only a chareshes, means that she's deaf and dumb, even though she's older, that also with the rabbonin is a kedushin, mashma then she cannot eat shumim with the rabbonin, lo yochla. Question is, my time, but why not? There's a gzeiro, shemo yachol cheresh mecheresh. Maybe sometimes the kohen will be a cheresh, and he'll get married to a chareshes. And there he's going to let her eat shumim, and it's going to be maichol and issa. The chareshes. What's wrong about that? He'll give a truma diraisa. So Mar says, so what? Valecha, let her read it there. She's a chareshes. She's deaf and dumb. She's like a cotton. But the locher is cotton noichon nevelesu. If a cotton eats nevelas, bezin does not have to stop him. So true, we don't do it the katchila. But even if it does happen, it's not the worst thing. So Mar says, gzerishem yachol chareshes. Well, afraid is maybe if you let a cheresh, give a chereshes, maybe sometimes if the kohen will be a cheresh, he'll get married to a normal wife. The wife will be normal. She'll be a gedela. She's mechuyev a mitzvahs. And he'll give her truma. So that's what we'll make a gezera. For the gemara v'lecho truma d'rabbanin. Like, what's wrong? Mid'rabbanin, though, a cheresh could get married. So let her read truma d'rabbanin. The teretz is gezera shem osi lechulei b'truma d'raisa. Here it's the bigger gezera. By a cheresh, we don't want them to teach shum at all. Because we have to make a gzeira, maybe he'll be a cheresh, the kohen, and he'll get married to a pikkus, a regular normal wife, and still he'll feed her truma, and in that case, she's not allowed to eat truma. So since we don't want the pikkus, a normal wife, to eat truma, we make gzeira as any kedusha, the rabbanah. By a cheresh, no truma could be eaten. But by kotan and ktana, there we don't have to be afraid. Because there's no such kedusha by kotan. A kohen katan cannot get married, even with the rabbonin, there is no kedushin for katan. It's only for katan or for chareshes, but not for katan. Then the Mishnah says, V'yala morosh ha-gozo shebona. If you stole the beam, tell the rabbonin, gozo morosh, somebody stole the beam, ubona the beer, and he put it into his building. Be'sham ha-yir medinis mekakeh kol ha-beer, kulo machzer. You have to break down your house and return it. Umachzer morosh le-boluf. Ube'sil lo'im le-dolo, looks like be'sil lo'l, no, ain't lo'yil le-demei morosh, you don't have to pay back the money of it. Bilbad. Mishum tekonas hashovim. So tekonas the rabbonin not to have to break down the house, otherwise people won't do it. Then the Mishnah says, V'achatas ha-gzula. The achatas ha-gzula, it's a good kapara. Omar Ulula says like this, Tevah terim midi yiraisa din should have been bein noida, bein loy noida. Where the people know it was stolen, where people do not know it's stolen, ain't a machaperis. Really the korban is no good. My timer, yish kadila koni. Even if you want to say the owner was miyayish, there's no kinyan yish. If you have to have first Shina Rishus, then Yish. But if there's first the Shina Rishus, then Yish, it doesn't help. If so, what does the Mishnah say? The Kapor helps. Umatam Armu, Loi Noi de Mechaperis, Shlo Yekhana Matsovim, we don't want the Khanim to feel bad. By this, the dim will be if they do not realize it. And later, when they find out it's no good, the Khanim will be feeling bad. We don't want the Khanim to feel bad. To be upset, to be in a bad mood. Armu the Rabban Luz, Rabban is about Tula. The Mishnah says, our Mishnah says, that the Kohen Mashmir is that we want the Mizbeach to have its Kabonis, not because of the Kohen. Or Malani answered back, it's the same thing. Kivun to Kohen Matzovim, to Kohen, am I going to feel bad, be in a bad mood? Nimsum Mizbeach Batal. They're not going to be able to work. They won't bring Kabonis. So therefore, that's the Kohen. That's the way Ula learns. But Rabbi Yehuda Rama knows, Dvar Torah, Bein Noi, the Bein Loi, Noi, the Mechaperis. In both cases, really, the Kapor of the Korban is good. My time war, he owes Yish Kadikone. There is a Kenyan Yish. We're talking about it was stolen, but the owner was Miyayish, and then they were Makdashit. So,